Another argument is in Isaiah 25 where it says wine on the lees. And this is the most complicated one, so I'll spend some time explaining. And this is a verse that if you don't understand the process of making wine, it's going to go straight over your head. And look, I didn't understand the process until a few weeks ago as I started researching for this sermon. But notice what it says in Isaiah 25 verse 5. Thou shalt bring down the noise of strangers as the heat in a dry place, even the heat with the shadow of a cloud. The branch of the terrible one shall be brought low. And in this mountain shall the Lord of hosts make unto all people a feast of fat things, a feast of wines and the lees, of fat things full of marrow, of wines and the lees well refined. And so one of the big arguments people say is, well, what about the wines on the lees? And your first reaction is, I don't know what that's talking about, right? Wines on the lees well refined. What is that referring to? Okay. Well, when you're making wine, okay, when you're fermenting alcohol, what's going to take place is there is going to be some material that forms that's called lees, which is a dead material which is basically useless. You do not want to put the dead material into this, okay? You don't want something sitting at the bottom of this container where people are like, what is that? Right? Imagine when you cook. Isn't it true when you cook, sometimes a material will form, which is not part of the food, but it's just kind of a leftover useless material that's there? Same thing when you're fermenting alcohol. When this is taking place, there will be lees that form, which is dead yeast from what I understand. Okay? And that is something that they will get rid of before they will sell you wine, because nobody's going to drink this if there's something at the bottom of the container like, man, what is that? Right? And so that is what lees are. Okay? Now you say, Brother Stucky, actually, let me read you this. Lees. This is a definition of lees. Lees are deposits of dead yeast or residual yeast and other particles that precipitate or are carried by the action of fining to the bottom of a vat of wine after fermentation and aging. The same while brewing beer at a brewery is known as trub. The same from secondary fermentation of wine and beer are the lees, or equally as to beer only, dregs. This material is the source for most commercial tartaric acid, which is used in cooking and in organic chemistry. So what it's saying here is that when you're fermenting alcohol, these lees are going to form, and this is a dead material, which is not something you want in the final product of the wine. And it's said by the action of fining, okay? Notice the end of verse 6 where it says, of wines on the lees well refined, okay? There is a process to remove the dead lees, to remove this material from the wine. There's things called fining agents. I don't understand how this works, but somehow an egg is used to remove the dead material. I don't really understand this. There's a lot of different materials they use which will remove that and not affect the wine somehow, okay? But that is what lees are. And so when it comes to verse 6, I will say this, because I've heard various people explain this. I do believe the wine in verse 6 is referring to alcoholic, because lees form during the process of fermentation. Okay. Now I'll explain what this is referring to here in a second, but I definitely believe this is referring to alcoholic, you know, wine. I've heard other people say that they don't think it's alcoholic, but this is how lees form, is during the process of fermentation. Okay. From my understanding, I'm not an expert at this. Okay. But one word it used in the description of lees where it says, of wine and beer are the lees, or equally as to beer only dregs. They use the word dreg. Now, I forgot to ask Brother Mateus before the sermon, but do they use that word in Europe, dreg? Like a dreg of society? Or you don't know what I'm talking about. Only in America? Okay. We use the term a dreg. Now, that term is associated with beer, but it's a term you use. When you say a dreg of society, what you mean is a drug dealer, a pedophile, a drug addict, people that are useless. It's a term used. It's not a very common word, but a dreg of society is someone who basically provides no value to society. And that's a term that the world uses. That guy's a dreg of society. Look at him. He's always drunk. He's always addicted to drugs. He is a dreg of society, producing nothing, just harming this world. And they're known as a dreg of society. And look, the term dreg in its actual meaning is a useless thing that forms during the process of beer, which is equivalent to the lees with wine. So basically, a useless material. Okay? You say, what is this referring to then? Look at verse 6 at the beginning. And in this mountain shall the Lord of hosts make unto all people a feast of fat things, a feast of wines and the lees, of fat things full of marrow, of wines and the lees well refined. Now, I do believe he's using the example of alcoholic wine, not to justify drinking, but to give you an example. What is he saying? I will remove the lees. I will remove the wicked sinners that did not believe on Jesus Christ. I will get rid of the wicked people that will not inherit heaven. I will get rid of the dregs and lees of society. Look, sometimes in the Bible, examples are given, and you got to be very careful not to be so specific. You need to understand what's the point he's trying to make. And he's using an example that some people understand where he's saying, hey, you know what? I've got this process and I'm going to remove the wicked, useless people. Okay? That doesn't mean it's okay to drink wine just because he uses an example. Okay? You can see that the reference is during the end times here. Verse 7. And he will destroy in this mountain the face of the covering cast over all people and the veil that is spread over all nations. He will swallow up death in victory, and the Lord God will wipe away tears from off all faces. And the rebuke of his people shall he take away from off all the earth, for the Lord hath spoken it. So notice how he's going to wipe away all tears from your eyes. Does that happen when you first go to heaven? No. That's late in the book of Revelation. He's explaining an end times reference of how he is going to remove the wicked people. That's what it says in verses 7 and verses 8. So he's not saying in verse 6, hey, we're all just going to be drunk up in heaven. It's not what he's saying. He's using an example of how this useless material forms, and he says that's going to be what it's like during the end when I remove the wicked, useless people. Okay?